It's going viral. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. ProLifeProfiles.com is going viral. There are articles and there are blurbs. There are quotes all over the country, including, for example, Huffington Post has an article, anti-abortion group to protest Sarah Palin. There are already four pages of comments. You might want to go over to the Huffington Post online and add your comment. USA Today has a blurb on their website today, and there's a link to a full article, and then there's a quote, and the quote is from Bob Inyart, and here's what it says. And you may have heard this if you listened to the interview yesterday with Stephanie from Mother Jones. Now, Mother Jones is one of those Save the Earth and Kill the Kids magazines. And I said this, and it's on USA Today's website today. We'll see if it goes in their print edition. But I said this, and they have it in a call-out dialogue box. We have the right to life from our Creator. If we come from animals, you can kill one another without consequence. A fish can eat another fish, and it's not a crime. If you recall, Stephanie, what did she say? Stephanie said during the interview, isn't this just an abortion issue and your Sarah Palin profile deals with unrelated issues like it mentions creation? And there were so many teaching moments, opportunities during that interview, because we are not talking about compromise. We're not being hypocrites. We're saying that the child, this is a baby, and this baby has his right to life from his Creator God, so we have no right to kill that baby, nor do we have the right to negotiate or barter with that baby's right to life to try to get some supposed political advantage. So the interview, it was not me interviewing Stephanie Mensimer, it was Stephanie interviewing me, and some people said, Bob, the show sounded so different than normal. And of course it would, because if you're on Hannity and Combs, oh, Combs, is he still alive, Combs? He's still alive. He's just not on with Sean Hannity. If you're on O'Reilly or you're on Bob Inyart Live, you're talking to thousands of people. If you're on a private phone conversation, you're talking in a subdued way that on the radio or on TV, it sounds especially subdued. So of course it was just a relaxed conversation. And what great opportunities. And the article, if we have time, I'd like to go through the resulting article at Mother Jones. Now, while we were doing this interview, Sean Hannity had just coincidentally had a Mother Jones editor on his panel. He had a panel on his show and they did a segment and Mother Jones was on there. So that was a coincidence, of course. But ProLifeProfiles.com is going viral. ProLifeProfiles.com is going viral. USA Today, Huffington Post, Mother Jones. I've got a number of interviews scheduled. Not only me, the research director at American Right to Life. ARTL sponsored ProLife Profiles. And it's a research-driven website. So the research director of American Right to Life, Daryl Burkey, has already done one interview. That's with the local newspaper, Westword, Denver's Westword alternative newspaper. Sarah Palin's Political Action Committee has now reacted to her profile at ProLife Profiles. And ProLife Profiles has already responded. I'd like to share with you what that is all about. Now, at ProLifeProfiles.com, the methodology is pretty significant to put up a profile. There are a team of researchers from all over the country. People, by the way, are now joining the research team. And at the bottom of pro-life profiles on every page, there's a link. It says join our team, and people could join our team. And by the way, if somebody's not a Christian, they click on that, they'll have the opportunity to hear a presentation of the gospel. And what a tremendous presentation of the gospel of Jesus Christ is there. But before a profile will be published, there's a methodology, and a draft researcher produces a profile with each claim sourced, preferably to primary sources or sources with high credibility, preferably to audio and video clips of the individual. And so Sarah Palin's profile, of course, is heavily sourced. The only one I think that is more so is Mitt Romney's profile. But Sarah Palin's profile has over 30 footnotes. And the one item that's covered that has caused their camp, her camp, the most concern is that this year in 2009, Sarah Palin appointed a former Planned Parenthood board member, Morgan Christen, to Alaska Supreme Court. She did that just 6 months ago. And so, of course, her team is making excuses for that, saying she had no choice. And that's not true. If you're not a child, you have a choice. If you are not a child, you have a choice. And if you're a leader, especially more so. And there's no such thing as having to do something wicked like appointing a skinhead or a Nazi to a high court because you had no choice. That's not true. You always have a choice to do right. You always have a choice to do right. And so what Sarah Palin's camp did is they scrubbed the site where pro-life profiles linked to Sarah Palin's official website. Every major candidate has a PAC, a PAC, a political action committee. That's so they can raise money, spend that money on their own campaign, or try to influence other elections. So they have a PAC. And Sarah Palin's official PAC responded how? Well, this is what they did. I'm going to quote to you now from an update at Pro-Life Profiles. And this is going out today in a press release, an updated press release from just yesterday, and an email reply, because at Pro-Life Profiles, anyone could sign up for updates to the profiles. And when we add new profiles, and when a leader gets a tier promotion, if they go from tier 4 to tier 2 or tier 4 to tier 1, then we notify people, hey, so-and-so has repented of something wrong. So-and-so is doing something good. And by the way, some leaders in the pro-life movement have signed up for updates from Pro-Life Profiles. And 24 hours into this, the entire pro-life community, I mean the activist community, the national organizations, the boards, the spokesmen, the officers, they are all aware of Pro-Life Profiles. And there's a significant degree of nervousness. They are nervous because a light is being shined. You know, if there's a burglar in your neighborhood and one porch light comes on, he thinks everyone is looking right at him. That's what he thinks. Everybody's looking at him. And so Pro-Life Profiles is shining the light, and there's a picture of a $100 bill, and it says, win this. Find an error, win this. American Right to Life is putting their money where their mouth is. For people who say, oh, it's just a pack of lies. Well, there's an offer out nationwide on the internet to win $100. Find an error. Find an error. If the research team has wrongly classified someone as not truly pro-life because of the documentation they show, and you say, well, look, you documented this. This is false. This fundamental claim against whoever is not true, then you get a $100 reward. They call it a reward because they want to be corrected. And so let me quote to you now from prolifeprofiles.com. This is a new bullet. Sarah Pack scrubs site. Sarah Pack, PAC, Political Action Committee. Sarah Pack scrubs site. Within 24 hours of the launch of ProLifeProfiles.com, Sarah Palin's Political Action Committee removed their own glowing news report of the governor's appointment of an unrepentant Planned Parenthood board member to the Alaska Supreme Court. They removed that, okay? They took it down. So then there's a list of links. And in the links, you know, on the internet, if you don't use the internet, if you click on something, it'll bring you somewhere else on the internet, or it'll show you a picture or a document, a news article, whatever, website. So Sarah Palin's PAC removed their own glowing news report of the governor's appointment of an unrepentant Planned Parenthood board member to the Alaska Supreme Court. And then we have a list of links, and it says this: you can see the broken link. So we show people the link, and you go to Sarah Palin's PAC, and it says page not found, page not found. And another link to the Internet Archive. Did you know there was an Internet Archive? There's an archive of the entire Internet, and it goes back many years. And so there's a second link. It says you can also see that Sarah Pack has kept their entire site off the Internet Archive. The whole site off the Internet Archive. I bet you King David would have loved that, right? Wouldn't King David have loved that if he could just scrub the record? Just scrub the record. Just put a little HTML code at the very top of 2 Samuel, right? You got 1 Samuel, 2 Samuel. King David would have loved to put a little HTML code to instruct the Internet Archive, do not archive this information. He would have loved that. But God put it in the record. And God put it in the record, which is the Holy Scriptures, the Bible. Because it doesn't really help to cover up. Covering up makes things worse. Light scatters the darkness. Light is good. Darkness is bad. You can see, while they've removed this webpage of their glowing report of Sarah Palin appointing a Planned Parenthood board member to the Alaska Supreme Court, you can see the broken link that Sarah Pack has kept their entire site off the Internet Archive. You can see Pro-Life Profiles' image archive of Palin's page. All right, they took it down. Well, Pro-Life Profiles has created their own archive of the critical sites all over the internet to establish the record. It would be like King David going and trying to rewrite 2 Samuel. He says to Nathan, you got a copy of that scroll? Give me that scroll. And he erases a page about Uriah the Hittite and Bathsheba. And Nathan the prophet is thinking, go ahead, behave that way. Go ahead. And then King David leaves, and Nathan goes out to his neighbor's house where he's got three more scrolls hidden. And he says, we need to make 10 copies of each of these and send them all over the land of Israel. There is an image of Palin's page that they have scrubbed in the Pro-Life Profiles archive, which you could click and you could see it. And also you could click and see the current cache, the Google cache of that page that they removed. You could see Google's own cache of that page. What does that mean, cache? It's a temporary copy of some information, a cache. So Google keeps a cache of the pages that they index. So let me continue with this one bullet. Sarah Pack removed the report of Palin's appointment, demonstrating that if you throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the one that yelps got hit. If you throw a rock into a pack of dogs, the one that yelps got hit. By this, Sarah Pack is telling you that they realize how incriminating this information is. And rather than a humble acknowledgement from Sarah, instead, she will cover up. While National Right to Life and the pro-life industry continue to allow the body of Christ to be deceived into thinking that Sarah is 100% pro-life, She cannot hide her record from God, nor from the public. Please pray with us that Sarah will apologize to the children of Alaska, specifically to those who have been dismembered since March 4th, 2009, for her appointing a woman she called an outstanding justice, an unrepentant child killer. Sarah Pack took this information down. Pro-Life Profiles put it back up. Welcome to the end of child killing in our lifetime. No longer, this is what American Right to Life announced. They issued a press release when Mitt Romney exited the race. About 3 days before Mitt Romney exited, you know, he spent, what, just in Iowa, over $10 million of his own money to win the Iowa caucuses, first in the nation. And he was the number one ranked Republican candidate. By all accounts, he had the most significant organization on the ground, all over the state. He had given tens of thousands of dollars to pro-family, pro-life groups, organizations, events in Iowa to buy them off. And it largely worked, except for Steve Dace, Dace in the Afternoon in Iowa, out of Des Moines, Iowa, 50,000 watts, who had the courage to report Romney's actual record. And a handful, I would say it was less than 10 people in the country who were committed to expose Mitt Romney. And at American Right to Life Action, their political 527 group, I want to tell you why they targeted Mitt Romney. They targeted him because he was the number one candidate in the lead. He was number one. He was claiming the loudest that he was pro-life, and he was the biggest liar. He's an aggressive recent pro-abort, and he was spending the most money, and he had the biggest organization on the ground. Those were the reasons American Right to Life targeted Mitt Romney. American Right to Life was founded in November of 2007. November. By December 2007, they had television ads running in Iowa and South Carolina, two of the early primary states, eviscerating Mitt Romney. Those ads ran hundreds of times, and they ran on ABC News and on Fox News and on Hannity and Combs and on World News Tonight. And 100 blogs around the country reported and linked to them, and newspaper articles. And Mitt Romney's campaign manager was asked about American Right to Life's TV ad, The Romney Fairy Tale. And Mitt Romney was asked by the national media about American Right to Life's Romney Fairy Tale ad, Mitt Romney himself. And they had to respond. And of course, the responses were lies. But then the first in the state contest came in Iowa, and Mitt Romney got trounced. He got trounced. And as I told Stephanie at Mother Jones magazine yesterday, you could talk to Steve Dace in Iowa. Exit polls after their caucus reported that the number one negative that sunk Mitt Romney was that people believed he was lying about being pro-life. That was the number one negative. And that was thanks not to National Right to Life. Their general counsel was on Mitt Romney's campaign committee. And it wasn't thanks to Focus on the Family. They put out a video, a political video, at their 527 Focus Action. They said that we are so similar to Mitt Romney. Now, Mitt Romney opposed a Defense of Marriage Act in Massachusetts, a defense of marriage effort. He opposed it. He single-handedly authorized, he ordered government workers to issue homosexual marriage licenses. He authorized tax-funded elective abortion 2 years after, 2 years after his alleged pro-life conversion. He is a radical pro-abort, a radical pro-abort. He did so many things to destroy the family and to undermine Christian morality. He promised the Log Cabin group, the Republican homosexual group, that he would help them if he got to Washington. He would help them. And so he forced homosexual marriage on the state of Massachusetts to fulfill the promise he made to the Log Cabin Republican homosexual group. And he opposed defense of marriage. And the record against Mitt Romney goes on and on. He nominated more Democrats than Republicans, if I recall, to state judicial positions. He instituted a government health care program, which people are using to defend major aspects of Barack Obama's health care reform. Mitt Romney did it before Barack Obama. So Focus on the Family says, we are so similar to Mitt Romney. So when Mitt Romney was exposed in Iowa and he was trounced, it was not because of those shepherds who are supposed to be protecting and leading the flock nationwide. It wasn't because of them, because they have sold out to partisan politics. Stephanie at Mother Jones, did you hear it in her voice? She was surprised to hear that the Republican National Committee gives money to National Right to Life. She was surprised. And I said, Stephanie, that's not the way it works. Lobbying groups, they raise money and they give their money to candidates and political parties to try to buy influence. When a political party, when the Republican Party is giving hundreds of thousands of dollars to National Right to Life, what it shows is that National Right to Life is bought and sold. They're in the pocket for partisan politics. That's why 1,000 times over they have endorsed pro-choice Republican candidates, aggressively pro-choice Republican candidates. Like in Hawaii, Linda Lingle, who destroyed the pro-life camp within the Hawaii Republican Party. Linda Lingle. And Arnold Schwarzenegger, and just go down the list, all over the country. Major races, minor races. So it was because of Steve Dace and John Haskins and Greg Jackson and American Right to Life that Mitt Romney was exposed. The day he exited the race, American Right to Life put out a press release. 3 days earlier, the New York Times ran an article describing Mitt Romney's crisis in his campaign. American Right to Life paid to have 500,000 emails go out to a registered list, not spam, to an opt-in list of registered Republicans in the state of Florida, and we included our Mitt Romney profile with all the links documenting the information and the TV ad at YouTube. And Romney got wiped out in Florida. And the New York Times ran an article that the Romney campaign is imploding. And at the top of the article, they included a photograph, which was American Right to Life's logo. The American Right to Life logo of an eagle, a bald eagle, with a baby under his wing. And the eagle with fierce determination, is headed toward some goal, some target. And while he's charging ahead, he's protecting the baby under his wing. And you know the artist who developed that logo? He runs TheologyOnline.com, Erica Tormson. He gave American Right to Life alternative drafts of the logo, and he said, you know, when we put the baby in the eagle's left wing, it looks like the eagle is kidnapping the baby, like he has a sinister motive. And when we put the baby in his right wing, it looks like he's protecting the baby. And so, of course, American Right to Life, being a right-wing organization, we said, by all means. You know, right and left in languages all around the world also mean right very often also means good and correct. The Bible, 3,000 years ago, says a good man's heart is on his right and the fool's heart is on his left. And right and left, the political spectrum, that's not an accident of history. And left in different languages means, like in French, the word for left is sinister. So it's thanks to the remnant that Mitt Romney was exposed. And Sarah Palin now has an opportunity. At the end of the Palin profile, the end of the Palin profile, it says that Tier 1 has a spot reserved for Sarah Palin. That Pro-Life Profiles hopes that Mrs. Palin will take a new stand and make a true commitment to protect unborn children. This issue that she appointed a Planned Parenthood board member to the Alaska Supreme Court, if you're against the Holocaust, you're not going to put a Nazi on a Supreme Court. If you're against racism, you're not going to put a known skinhead, an unrepentant skinhead, on the Supreme Court. If you're a responsible leader, you're not going to put someone who takes bribes and is unrepentant on the Supreme Court. And Sarah Palin, she chose, given a choice, she chose a radical child killer over a radical environmentalist. Wow. All right, there's a lot going on. In Colorado, there's a fundraiser early December at Cinzetti's, an Italian restaurant, for the Personhood Campaign 2010 to get on the ballot, and it's crucial. So please, in Colorado, make your plans. And around the country, visit us at kgov.com and check out Pro-Life Profiles.